Hey. I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. If anybody asked you what's the matter with me, just tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side, and I'm running for my life. 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 If anybody asks you what's the matter with me, just tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side, and I'm running for my life. 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 If anybody asks you what's the matter with me, just tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side, and I'm running for my life. Rise up. 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 Put on the garment of praise. Rise up. Praise his holy name. Rise up. Rise up. Come on, let's rise up. Rise up. Rise up, come on, let's rise up, rise. Put on the garment up, put on the garment of praise, and rise up, rise up. Praise his holy name, praise his holy name, and rise up, rise up. Rise up, come on, let's rise up, rise up, rise up, come on, let's rise up, rise up, put on the garment up, put on the garment of praise, and rise up, rise. So praise his holy name, praise his holy name, and rise up, rise up, rise up, come on, let's rise up, rise up. I got the victory, hallelujah. I got the victory, hallelujah. I got the victory, hallelujah. I got the victory. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is the Lord. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is the Lord. He is Lord. Christ is exalted. Hallelujah. Christ is exalted. Hallelujah. Christ is exalted. Hallelujah. Christ is exalted. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is the Lord. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is the Lord. He is Lord. Satan is defeated. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is the Lord. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is the Lord. He is Lord. We got the victory, hallelujah. 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 Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People of every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. You are good all the time, and all the time you are good. Say you are good all the time, and all the time you are good. We say you're good all the time. And all the time, you are good. You are good. All the time, and all the time, you are good. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. People of every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. You are good. Hallelujah. Greeter, are you there?
Good morning. Lord, we are just overwhelmed in your presence. The anointing is in this virtual room. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Our hearts and minds are ready to receive from you. We are anxious and expecting great, great things from you, Lord. We take the bitter with the sweet. Lord, I ask that you bless our two co-founders, Dr. Pakola and Dr. Vanessa. Continue to be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathways. Strengthen, guide, and lead them. Continue to bless them with hope, intelligence, compassion, and prosperity as they lead this call going on almost 11 years now. We thank you, Lord. We don't take it for granted. We bless the Artist Life family, and we bless all of our business owner entrepreneurs and everyone that is working unto the Lord, and even those that are not. We pray that they see the salvation of the Lord. We want to share this hope that the world and this joy that the world didn't give us, and the world surely can't take it away. Bless our leadership team and their families. Bless every individual that reaches out for prayer. 24/7, our prayer lines, our virtual prayer lines are open, and behind the scenes when we are not on this call, we get your requests and we pray all across the U.S. Continue to strengthen us, Lord. Don't let us get overwhelmed with everything that we hear, Lord, see or know. Continue to strengthen, lead, and guide us. Bless every member on this call, every member of our leadership team, every member in my household, and every member in your household. Oh, we give you thanks on today, Lord. Your word tells us to count it all joy when we encounter diverse places, rough times, trials and tribulations. We are to count it all joy. Why? Because we know that the Lord is our strength and that he will work it all out to our good. Host, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Minister Ruth, and you're absolutely right. He will work it out. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. So thank you for greeting this morning and for your powerful prayer. Well, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and I greet you on behalf of Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pakola Roberts. And Minister Keisha, oh, my God, you did such a beautiful job bringing us in this morning. And so we thank you for all that you do and all that you contribute to the Master's Call. Well, this call was founded almost 11 years ago in October 25th, 2010, by Dr. Pakola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we stand on a scripture verse that can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where you can go to find all the messages that have been archived from the inception of this call, as well as the full bio of all of our speakers. And that website is themasterscall.net, so be sure to go there to be enriched throughout the day. We have a theme, and that theme is, in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Now, family, every single time we get on the call, we make the invitation to you that you can be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as you heard Minister Ruth so beautifully do, or as a psalmist, if God has put that ability and that gift in you to sing, you know, I won't be one of them. You can be a host, as I'm doing, or perhaps God has given you a word to share, and I know that you will bless us with that. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, on Fridays, we stay over a little bit longer so we can take your prayer request and your prayer reports live. But please know, as Minister Ruth said, we are praying for you around the clock. Now, this company, which was once Artist International, is now Artist Life, was founded over 30 years ago by the D.H. de Leon family. And to find out more about these products, get with the person who told you about the call, and I know that they will be more than happy to share that information with you. Now, immediately following this call is the Morning Motivational Call, which is held every Monday through Friday morning, and it's held by a team of great leaders who will give you information about the products, as well as the benefits and the opportunities here at Artist Life. And today is Awareness Wednesday, and that will be hosted by Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Now, if you happen to have a phone that will not allow you to access the call without having to pay, well, there's an access number. There's a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Well, so much for the announcements, because I just want to get on and introduce our speaker, who actually needs no introduction because she has been bringing us a wonderful series called the I Am Series. And I'm telling you, family, I'm waiting for the book to come out so that I can just feast on it and just get my I Ams just about every day. And who is she? None other than Prophet Kai, who was born in New York City and currently resides in San Antonio, Texas. She has a B.S. in electrical engineering, and she was called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her into seminary, and she is now an ordained prophet. Praise the Lord. Prophet Kai has a book that's called When God Births a Ministry, and you're going to want to read it. And so she has a son who we call our son, and that is our Christopher, wonderful young man who is growing up to know God in a real personal way. So without further delay, I'm going to introduce someone who is kind, anointed, and inspirational, none other than our very own Minister Prophet Kai. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that warm and welcoming introduction and for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And to Minister Ruth, thank you for feeding and greeting us. And to our dear Pray the Heavens Down, Sister Keisha Lee, for just ushering us into the presence of the Lord this morning with worship. And, of course, I want to thank the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our two co-founders, because their yes is why we are here today for such a time as this, to just sit at the feet of God and just hear what he has to say. So as Minister Willis said, we are in the midst of the I Am series, and God is just doing what he is doing with it. And so we are just going to give him all praise, all glory, and all honor because it is due him, and that and so much more than we could ever give him back for the salvation that comes through our relationship with him. So we're just going to get right into the word today. And this morning's I Am is I Am Your Exodus. I Am Your Exodus. God is our means of escape from any situation, circumstance, or position we find ourselves in. If we look at 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, it says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape, an exodus, that you may be able to endure it. So if we look at that scripture, God is telling us that anything that comes your way, any temptation, any situation, any circumstance that comes your way, he is faithful in it. And he will not allow you to be tempted beyond your ability. But when it comes, he will be your exodus. He will provide a means of escape so that we can each endure. But do we look to God to be that exodus from whatever comes our way? Or are we trying to find our own way through the situations and circumstances that present themselves in our lives? Are we going to fix it? Are we going to help God help us? Are we going to allow God to be the I am in our lives and be our exodus, be our means of escape when situations are greater than us, when we find ourselves in a place and we don't know what to do? Are we turning to God and asking him, Lord, what is this season for? Why am I here? What am I supposed to learn before we try to escape the situation or circumstance that we're in? See, because everything that comes to us, there's a lesson in it. There's something we're supposed to gain from it. We're not supposed to run when situations and circumstances come. We are supposed to allow God to give us the tools that we need from that situation. We are supposed to gain the information that we need from that situation before we start to break camp. See, everything that comes our way has value, even when it's painful. Even when it hurts, there's value in it. There's something that we can learn from it or through it. I'm not saying stay stuck in it. I'm not saying become stagnant, but I'm saying take the time to learn the lessons so you don't have to go back to that place. God wants to be our exodus from the situation, but he wants us to exit in his timing. See, it can't just be about, okay, I'm in this situation, let me get up out of it. But Lord, I'm in this situation. What do you desire for me to learn from it? Learn it, take the tools that the lesson has provided, and then move into that next season of your life. The valleys come to build your faith muscle. The valleys come to build your toolkit. So that as you are climbing that next mountain to get to your mountaintop experience, you have the tools in your toolkit to climb the mountain. Now, that doesn't mean that there are times when God won't just put you on top of the mountain, because there are. But sometimes the process of preparation is in the climbing of the mountain. And we each have to surrender and to submit to the process. See, God is preparing each of us for that next season of our lives. And if we avoid the preparation, that next season isn't coming. So if we look for that exodus or we take that escape prior to the preparation being complete, then we won't be ready for that next season. And we'll have to come into another season of preparation before we reach that place God is taking us to. So we might as well stay and wait for God's exodus. Wait for God to be the I am your exodus in a situation. We have to know that we know. Hebrews 2 and 3 says, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was arrested to us by those who heard. If we neglect a great salvation, how do we escape? If we don't build our relationship with God, how do we know that he's showing us the way to escape? How do we know that he is our exodus if we are not building our relationship with him? God has given us everything we need to build that relationship, to allow him to be the I am in our lives. He's given us everything we need. We have things that those in biblical times did not have. We have the Bible itself. We have examples of what it was like for men and women to walk with God and how he always showed up and showed out in his timing. See, they didn't have that. They truly had to go on faith. They had to trust in something that they did not see. We at least have the example of what he has done for them. We have something to go by when he says he is no respecter of persons. So if he did it for them, he'll do it for us. But do we trust him to be the I am in our lives? Have we given him that permission? Because he's not going to take it. He is waiting for the invitation. He is waiting for us to surrender and submit it to him and to ask him to be that exodus, to ask him what his desire for the current situation, for our current circumstances. Lord, what are you teaching us in this season with the Delta variant popping up again? What should we be learning? How should we be praying? Not only for ourselves individually, for artists as a community, for our cities and states, but in our country, but for the world. What is it that we, your children, need to be doing in this season? See, it's time we step into our rightful positions as his children, as his representatives on the earth. Are we doing that which he called us to do so that we can get an exodus from this plague called COVID-19? Are we doing our part? Are we pressing and in prayer the way we know we should, the way he's called us to? Are we allowing him to be our exodus from this thing? Or are we just sitting around doing nothing, assuming someone else is doing it, not taking responsibility for our own action? We've got some choices and decisions to make. We have got to choose to allow God to be the I am in our lives. In this case, I am your exodus. Just like he was Lot's exodus when he was getting ready to burn Sodom and Gomorrah. He provided a means of escape for one. Abraham had asked, Lord, if there is one good man in the land, will you not spare it? And so for that one good man's sake, God held back the wrath on Sodom and Gomorrah until he made a means of escape for that one good man and his family. Will you choose to allow God to be your exodus? Are you listening and seeking him and then following through with what he says? Because the follow-through is just as important as getting the message. Because it's great to get the message, but if you do nothing with it, then what was the point of him informing you? What was the point of him giving you the plan if you don't put it into action? You have then just wasted God's time. And we've all done it. Let's be clear. None of us have always taken what God said and put it into action. Or let me be plain. I have not always taken what God has said to me and put it into action. There have been times where he has had to come back to me
or have an event happen in my life to bring something he has said back to me and make me say, oh, dear Lord, forgive me and repent and then go do what I was supposed to do. And then there are those times when I just don't want to do it. And there are consequences for those actions now. Let's be clear. I'm not glorifying disobedience, but I'm saying it happens among us, all of us. And so just be prepared for those consequences when we do that. And be prepared to repent and then do what he says, because eventually we will. So I've gotten to a place in my life, and I thank him for it, that I might as well just go ahead and do it the first time because I'm not interested in the consequences right now. Not interested in the consequences of disobedience. So we have to make a choice to allow him to bring those situations to us to trust that he is working whatever it is out, us to ask him, hey, Lord, what is it that you are trying to work out, so we can get the lessons, gain the tools, put them in our tool belt, get the process of preparation, and then ask him, okay, Lord, how do you want us to come out of this situation, and where do you want us to come out of this situation? How are you going to be our exodus from this, Lord? And then follow that plan to that next season. But we've got to trust him. John 16 and 33, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So there are going to be some troubling times in this world. We're in one of those in COVID-19. But take heart, I have overcome the world. I have an exodus plan for you. Are you doing what you need to do? Are we as a corporate body, as his children, doing what we need to do to find out what that exodus is? Or are we depending on others, waiting for others, counting on others to do our part in this mission? I don't know about you, but I'm ready for an exodus from COVID-19. So I'm in that pray without ceasing mode. I'm in that continually seeking God for what he desires of me specifically, but us corporately as his children. We have to be ready and willing to do our part. God will always provide a means of escape. He tells us that in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. He will always provide. I will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure. He gives us that promise. And God is not a man that he should lie. But do we want out? Do we really want out when that temptation comes? Are we really looking for a means of escape? Especially when it's something we want to be tempted with. Are we really looking to escape that temptation and keep our relationship right with God? Or do we want to succumb to that temptation and, you know, deal with the rest of it later? We've got some hard choices to make. We've got some decisions to make in this season of our lives. God is calling us to a new level of accountability. He desires a greater and deeper relationship with each and every one of us. And we have to choose that deeper relationship. He's always going to want that from us. no matter where we are in the process of relationship with him, he's going to want a deeper relationship with us. But are we willing to go deeper? Are we willing to invest more time? Are we willing to allow him to be the I am in places that we're trying to keep for ourselves? Are we willing to allow him to be the I am your exodus? Do we even want to escape the situation we're in? And if we do, are we putting those practical pieces in place that will allow us to have an exodus? So the next time I come before you, we will talk about those practical pieces God has given us to allow him to be our exodus. Minister Willa, back to you.
Thank you so much, Prophet Kai. Say, I am serious. I am your exodus. All righty. Oh, we feasted on that one. That was good, good, good. Well, I will call you back to give us the benediction after we have our prayer request and go through the announcement. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our God, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We worship you this morning. We honor you this morning. We give your name all the glory. For you alone are God. You alone are King of kings and Lord of lords. God, we thank you for the word that came forth this morning. We thank you for your servant, Prophet Kai. Lord, who you put a whole series in her heart, O God. And Father, let us lean on you because you are our exodus. When we get in there to do things, we mess it up. God, we ask that you continue to bless her immensely, Lord, that you continue to strengthen her. God, that you continue to pour your favor upon Prophet Kai and her son and her family in the name of Jesus. God, use her mightily and that she is a blessing to be, she is blessed to be a blessing to others. God, elevate her. I pray the prayer of Jabez over her, that you bless her indeed and that you continue to enlarge her territory, Lord, and that you keep her from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord, from evil, that she knows no evil and that no harm comes to her. We give you, thank you, Lord, for her. God, we lift up Pastor Vanessa, Lord, her entire family, God. Dr. Pacola, Lord, continue to bless her as she winds down her birthday month in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up Minister Wanda Ferletta, Sharon and Kenneth, Lord, hallelujah. God, help them and bless them and touch their bodies in the name of Jesus. Marcel and Leslie, Lord, Aunt Marcia, Mr. Harrington, God, we lift up Robin before you, God, and that she finds favor with the state of New Jersey so that she will be able to do what she has requested of them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up Minister Jackie, Charmaine and Derek. God, they are heavy on our hearts, but Father, you see the whole parade. You know what's going on. So, Father, we thank you that they were able to get Kalia and Montrell. These may not be their forever kids, God, but we thank you that they're able to sow into their lives to this point. Father, we bind any attack off Charmaine and Derek as they go forth to adopt the children or child, Lord. God, and we put Satan under our feet in the name of Jesus because you have given us the authority. God, we're praying for a breakthrough over their lives. Oh, God, that no weapon formed against them will prosper, that every crooked path is made straight in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up Amber as she prepares to go on to Africa. God, we pray that you bless her trip, that you bless the finances, Lord, and that she gets more than enough to go there to do what is needed. God, we continue to lift up the families who are in mourning, Lord. We ask, God, that you comfort the families, Lord, that are grieving, God, that you soothe their hearts in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord, and we call it done. In your precious name we pray, amen. Well, family, you're going to want to go back and hear this message. And to do so, you can go to hear the playback at 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Remember, today is Awareness Wednesday, and Reggie and Victoria Flanagan are the host of the New Morning Motivational Call. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294 617 count. Again, thank you, Minister Keisha, for praise and worship this morning and doing such a beautiful job. And thank you, Minister Reese, for greeting our family and opening us up with your powerful prayer. And Prophet Kai, what can I say? Wow, what a powerful message you've given to us. And I will ask you to come back and give us the benediction. But family, please know, from my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Prophet Kai, are you there?
I am, Minister Willa, and thank you, thank you, thank you for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for being God all by yourself, for loving us even more than we love ourselves, for counting every hair on our head and knowing before our conception who we would be and what we would do. So, Father, as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we ask that you continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Continue to direct and guide us as we walk through this season, Father, as we continue to submit our every thought, desire, and will to you, Father, that we walk in your perfect will for our lives. Lord, we love you, we glorify you, and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.